KI4DOS, LSEQ, Drew Blue Ridge to Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. I now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the SwapNet portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagChew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those, and then we'll go over to our echo link. I'd say good evening to W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're up in Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR. That's Mr. Mel. He's in Prosperity. And AA4GH. That's Mr. Gus down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben down in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda up there down there in Piedmont. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill down in Anderson. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And K4GAT, that's Mr. Mike down in Simpsonville. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine up in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate all y'all fine folks being with us tonight. Hope all y'all are doing well. I do have a couple of Echo Link stations up, Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. It's Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
KI4DOS, please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Fort Lauderdale. I plan to stay on for the swap net.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4YHY, Minister Jim over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you are doing well. And KO4WTQ, that's Mr. Greg down there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well. I got all my Echo Link stations and my pre-net check-ins, so we'll go over to the RF check-ins now, starting with Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, for both in Piedmont, both being negative and negative, and by telephone relay. Please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
I'm gonna have to come over. And I'm printing a set of rails for my 991 now, so it's something else. But thank you for calling the net, Gary.
Thanks for you, thank you for picking it up last night. I was over at Stephen's house, and I kind of missed the net. I couldn't get my phone to get up on Echo Link. I had to mess with it for a while, but I finally got it up and running. But in the meantime, you take care over there. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. It's a dream, my friend. Got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hey, Gary. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself and the net. Negative, and do tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Please tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joy there, young man. Y'all take care and have a wonderful evening. Additional stations in the Quebec Through Tango Group, Q through T, for the call KI4DOS. Fred, I just had another Echo Link station pop up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is KQ4 Alpha Zulu, Quebec, Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Zulu, Kevin, normally from 96, currently still in Austin, Texas. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KQ4AZ. That's Mr. Kevin, Austin, Texas tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. You have a good time out there in Texas, and have a safe trip back over here to 96. Love to get you back home as soon as you can. But do appreciate you taking the time to be with us there, young man. Echo Lake stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hi, Gary. This is KC4SKD, Larry. KG4AHS, Rhonda, Easley. No traffic, and I would stick around for Ragtube, Gary, but I got to be up early in the morning. And also by telephone relay, N9TEC, Randall. And KF4GGF, Charlie. Randall's in Asheville and Charlie's in Goose Creek. So hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Neighbors of mine over here in Easley. And Randall brings along his two brothers in 9TEC. That's Mr. Randall up in Asheville. And KF4GGF. That's Mr. Charlie down in Goose Creek. Appreciate all of y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Rhonda, Randall, and Charlie we all said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And Larry, go ahead and secure your leisure there, young man, if you got to get up early. I understand it there. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. So, going back to the alphabet, we'll move up now to the Uniform Through Zulu group. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're in Southern Greenville County. Negative, negative. Good evening to you and Mr. Joy and everyone on that.
DOS. And everybody else on the net, please check in KQ4YOO. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint in Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WB4ZPH. That's Mr. David over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. David. Hope you are doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride. KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And KQ4YOO, Minipath. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Clint. Hope you are doing well there, young man. I got another EchoLink station up. See if I can get this one. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS. The EchoLink station over in Spain. If you do not have audio capabilities, send me a text message. I'll get you on EchoLink that way. Try it again. I don't guess I'll get the Spain station right now. Maybe he'll come in here in a minute. But I do have one more EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, Mr. Gary. Get me checked in there. Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. It's always good to hear you calling the net. Good evening to you. Everyone else on the net, I'll be short time listening.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Richard. Hope you are doing well. Going back to the alphabet in the uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS. Slide around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Getting through to you, these trees are a killer. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4, AHO, Doug and Walhalla. I'll be negative and negative because I don't have a good signal here. 73 to the net.
4DOS, Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, Terry and 4, and I concur with the bad RF signal. Thank you for calling it in.
4DOS, please check in Kilo Bravo 4, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s, you and everybody on the net.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4AHO. That's Mr. Doug over there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Doug. Hope you are doing well. Doug, I don't know what it is on the receive end on your side, but boy, I tell you what, you made it into the repeater very clear and plain. I sound like you're sitting here in the room with me, but thanks for checking in. Sorry we're having a little scratchy RF out there tonight. Also, like to say good evening to W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KR4ACR. That's Mr. Terry over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well. And Terry, it must be atmospheric conditions or something. I don't know. Hopefully it's not our repeater, but do appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And we also thank you for the signal report over there in Moore. And lastly on this group, I would like to say good evening to my neighbor Dave, KB2BYQ. That's Mr. Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. Up here in Penrose. And Gary, I have no comment. No traffic tonight. Please tell Joy at least I said hello.
KI4DOS. Seeing everyone on the net. This is November 4 Hotel Charlie and 4HHC. Warren. We're out motoring tonight, going through downtown Greenville. Traffic's not too bad, but good evening to everyone on the net. Negative traffic and negative round you.
Where's the OS? Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. Harry in Keller, North Carolina. I will be negative tonight, Gary. It's good to hear you. And know that it's Wednesday.
KI4DOS. Miss Joy, all on the net. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. His name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Gary. No traffic, no comments. Good to hear you. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Hope both of you and Elise are doing well. And then we got N4HHC. That's Mr. Warren. He's mobile over there in Greenville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Warren. You be careful out there on the mobile. Get back to the house over there in Taylor's very safely and soundly. But do appreciate you taking the time to be with us out there on the mobile tonight, Warren. Also, I'd like to say good evening, KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. And, hey, I'm glad it's Wednesday. It's been a long week so far. But we made it through it, and hopefully we'll make it through the rest of it. Appreciate you being with us, and hope you are doing well. And AK4HR, that's Mr. Mike. He's at home in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Mike. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, we'll move up to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73 is for each one of you.
Class. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the Miss. Gary, I hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. No traffic, no comments.
Anybody on the net, please check in KE6KEN. That's Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS. Please check in Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta in Greer. In and out this evening.
4 DOS. Kilo Oscar 4.
4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4, JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KI4, DOS, in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4, JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And KE6KEN, that's Mr. Ken over there in Greenville. Ken's our gold prize winner tonight, folks. He made number 50 on my log. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JD, that's Mr. Joe. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Joe. Hope you are doing well. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little ride too. And I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
SKI4DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Larry, I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. 3, this is W4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville, Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-ray, and I will be negative and negative. Thanks for running the net.
4 DOS. Thank you for calling the net. Hello to you and Joy and everyone else. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland, on the couch, and portable, no traffic, no table.
4DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4SBX. That's Mr. Brad down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brad. Hope you are doing well. And N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane. Being a couch potato again tonight up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. I don't blame you for being a couch potato. I'd be doing the same thing if I could. You take care up there. Please tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Don't pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, where I thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the reaction portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything that they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. This is Tom in 0TR. Just an MFJ 998. Solid state 1500 watt tuner, and it's my spare one. I sent it to the factory, and I've just had it sitting over here in the box since I got it back. just decided to get rid of it tonight. KK4JD expressed interest in it, but I haven't got a phone number for him. And it's been quite a while. He bought the other one, but he said he'd like to have this one, too. But at any rate, I sent him an email, and if he wants it, he can check with you on it or call me. But it's a great tuner. It's solid state, and it's very fast, and it's 1,500 watt. Over.
Alrighty, Tom, you have for sale an MFJ998 solid state 1,500 watt antenna tuner. What do you want for it?
Not to say that. Shut up, Bernice. I'm on. And it's firm. I'm not going to take any less because it ain't eating anything. Like I said, it's much better. I want $400 for it.
I got it down at it's $400. How can the folks get in touch with you?
I'll just give them a phone number.
Yeah, phone number, email, however you want to be contacted.
Sure. Phone number is 864-434-2798.
Sure, your phone number is 864-439-2798, correct?
Negative. 864-434-2798. Over.
Glad I repeated that because I couldn't read my own writing. I ran the top of the last four together. But we got it corrected, Tom. 864-434-2798.
QSL, that's correct, and thank you, Gary. Say hi to Joy.
I tell Miss Bernice we said hi, and does anyone need any feels on this MFJ998 solid-state antenna tuner that Tom just listed?
This is Joe, KK4JD. I've got your number here. I will give you a call either this evening or tomorrow evening if that works for you.
QSL. And thank you, Joe. I didn't know if that email getting through to you or not. I was just sitting there thinking about it. And I might as well sell that thing. So, yeah, give me a call, and if you're interested in it, I'll save it for you. And call me anytime. I'm just sitting there watching TV and getting ready to do a little late shift. This is Gerald T.R.
Come on, I will get in touch with you. Thanks, Gary. I appreciate it. KK4JD, clear.
Joe, glad you and Tom got together real quick. I hope everything works out. And that's a nice tuner, it really is. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
Yes, sir. I just said thank you, Gary. N0GR is clear.
Okay, buddy. I missed that part. I was kind of quick on the trigger on this end. But we got you. You're welcome, and that's what we're here for. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the swap net book, call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start the reading of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4DJC. That's Mr. Jerry. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you are doing well. That's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. So let's see here. The first item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT1802. That's a 2-meter monobander radio. He said it's a little older transceiver, but it works real well, and he would like $80 for it. Does anyone need any feels? Item up is for sale. It's a Heil ICM microphone. It's a boom mic. It's made for the ICOM rigs. He said it works real well with an ICOM 7300. Comes with a boom, you know, complete boom with the spider suspension, the vibration isolator, the foam windsock, the cable, everything. They would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Set him up is for sale. It's an Innovato Quadra. That's a world clock. He would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Set him up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT65. That's a dual band HT, and he would like $150 for it. This HT's brand new in the box, folks. It ain't never been used. He'd like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? We got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS50. That's a ACF mobile transceiver with a matching antenna tuner and a hand mic. The wideband mod, so it'll do the warp bands. And he would like $500 for the transceiver, the antenna tuner, and the hand mic. Does anyone need any fields? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around, listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, I appreciate that. When you sell these items or whatnot, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start a little ride at you? Call KI4DOS.
For DOS.
A-H. All right there. I got an A-H Alpha Hotel. That's all I got out of the two guys that was trying to get in. Come on back. What is that?
N4DJH, Georgia, call Phantom.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4EJH over there at Cross Anchor, and I missed your name, sir. That's you in there, young man. Do appreciate that. Hope you are doing well over there in Cross Anchor. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Great one day, Gary. This is Mark and Greer, KQ4WHN, Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel, November. Please check me in and out, but I will be around listening as we go through the evening.
Blue DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4WHN. That's Mr. Mark over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Mark. Hope you are doing well. And Mark, I've been doing this for over 20 years, so if I hadn't got it right by now, I ain't never going to make it. But we keep trying, and we'll keep putting our best foot forward. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. We have another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. My Echo Link station dropped out. Maybe he'll be, well, there he is. He popped back up again. John, you going to check in with us? Well, I don't know. John normally checks in with us, but he didn't say anything. John, if you can't talk to me, send me a text message. I'll get you checked in that way there, young man. Check in all the way through the alphabet before we start the little rag to you. Call KI4DOS. What I got on the stump tonight is clean, shiny, dry stump. Is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Larry, how was your day today? It was a beautiful day today, man.
4DOS, here is KK4JBQ. Well, indeed it was. A marvelous day today. I sort of stayed in. I was running a little temperature today and didn't want to risk, you know, escalation. So so that, and I didn't sleep well. I catch a snooze when I could to make up for the restlessness last night. But anyhow, it's we're well into early spring, you might say. Temperatures today got up near 80. Now that's just a pleasure to say. we've had it a little colder right here on this plantation, a little colder than I recall. Maybe my skin is just getting thinner. Could be. Don't know about that, but anyhow, I didn't want to hold anybody up. I just wanted to make it known that I'm still here, and I do love this net. I thank you for calling it, Gary, so long and so well. Anyhow, everyone have a good night. Get a good night's rest and enjoy tomorrow. If we have tomorrow, let's make it a good day. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, Gary.
All righty, Larry. Well, it has been a warm, beautiful day today. Got to be outside a good bit this afternoon and enjoyed that. Well, I got out there this morning about 10 o'clock, I guess, or a little after. But stayed out there, oh gosh, till about 3, and just enjoyed myself having fun. It was really nice. It was a little bit cool in the shade when I first went out there, but then things warmed up very nicely, and I had a good day. Can't complain about anything as far as that goes, but got to get out there and do some tinkering and just enjoyed myself. Of course, I was visiting with some folks, and I hope they had as good a time as I did. But we had a good day. But anyway, sorry that you woke up with a little a spike in your temperature. That's not good. I don't want anything to happen to you. I don't want you to get sick. I mean, you battled that voice thing for a good while now, and it was getting better, sounded like, but it maybe just because you're tired tonight, but that doesn't sound as strong tonight as it has been. But I hope you're not getting sick again, Larry. You're supposed to stay well and enjoy the sunshine. You can go back out and put that umbrella back up now.
Well, you're right about that. I can put the umbrella back up. Place that umbrella. It's they don't last a good long time. I don't know. It's probably the material they're made of, you know. The stitching has loosened on a couple of the segments that make up the umbrella. And I just got to think, oh, well, it's what it's made of, or the fact that it's standing in South Carolina. Nature is tough on anything out there. Anything's man-made. Anything that's God-made, is that just renews itself. And takes care of that. But we make things to last. Uh-huh. And this umbrella's been serving me well for, oh, I'd say 3 years now. And it's always in the sunshine. And I can tell you from the beating that the paint on the car takes and the car interior, sometimes, you know, I don't put a cover over the car. I have seen that here. And I know exactly why people do that. If you want to maintain the paint the same shade that you bought. My car is out all the time because we use the garage for half the garage is junk and the other half is Donna's car. And so mine stays out of necessity. And I had an antenna in the center of the top of this SUV. And I happened to want to hand wash it. It wasn't that long ago that I did that, to hand wash it. That does make a difference. So I took the antenna off of the top. It was a magnetic mount, and a big old circle. I think it's 5 inches is the magnetic mount on this thing, and it's a big darker spot. Now that tells you something, don't it? Now the rest of the car, it sort of matches itself, you know. Where I had that antenna attached to the car, when I removed it, it told me something astonishing, actually. This isn't it's kind of a gold color, and it isn't obvious. You take a look at it, it looks kind of, you know, not so much golden as a light brown now. Anyway, the sun is severe here, much more than I recall in Tennessee, where I grew up. But anyhow, we'll get through, and I hope everyone out there has a good evening. Treasure these pretty days. You know, they're not all going to be pretty. Some of them are going to be stormy. You need to acquire a number of things to remember fondly when all you can see outside is gray skies and blowing rain and stuff like that. Yeah. So enjoy the pretty days. Early spring is marvelous. We have birds nesting near the house. And that's one of the marvelous things that spring brings, isn't it? KK4JBQ.
And the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Larry, first let's go up there to the magnetic mount. I had a magnet American flag on the back of the Tahoe over here on Joy's car. And well, my brother-in-law is actually what had told me. He said, you need to get that magnet off of there. And I said, why? He said, it will mess the paint up. And I said, oh, you're crazy. He said, well, just mark my words. And I took that thing off to hand wash the car one day and washed it. And after it got dry, I had to put that magnet back on there. And guess what I saw? I saw the outline of that American flag on the back of the Tahoe. I said, well, I'll be. George must have told me the truth. So between the sunshine and the magnet and that paint and whatever it does to that, yeah, I can believe that it would have left a circle on top of your SUV. But it has been a beautiful day. We've got some yellowbell bushes out in the front. We've got some birds nesting out there. I don't know what kind they are, but we've had them for years. I also have a Japanese maple up here next to the porch. And there was no catbird nesting in it last year. And that cotton picker, he was just plain mean. So I hope she doesn't roost there again this year, as far as that goes. But yes, it is a very beautiful spring, and the sun here is maybe a little different. Larry, you know, when you lived in Tennessee when you were growing up, I lived down here, but it seemed like we had a lot more shade trees in people's yards. You know, where you could get a little relief from the sunshine. All you do is bulldoze all the trees down and wipe the slate clean. So that may be what it was.
I make a good point there. I have noticed that as well. Especially, well, let's say in the last 5 years, we've lost a lot. A tremendous amount of trees. Some of it was that hurricane, of course. But with more and different land use, you won't have the standard tree was growing in, well, a spot that people would rather have a house, let's say. And one day people will figure it out. We need trees to breathe. Trees and, well, plants of all kinds, they do just the opposite of what we do. They take in carbon dioxide and release oxygen. That's the end product of photosynthesis. And that's how all the plants, anything green and I guess maybe other colors, but plants also. There are some plants that aren't green, I guess. But they release oxygen, nice, pure oxygen. Now, the plants in the ocean does that as well, of course. And, we've been blessed with a planet that satisfies all our needs. And we have to take care of that. I hope people do going forward, because you and I are going to be checking out for other places. And, you know, there'll be people left back here, and they're going to need that oxygen. Oh, I don't know. I'm just rambling now. This does go over my mind again and again. Kind of, I figured out that that's reminding me, not so much to keep me aware, but just a reminder every once in a while. I go through the whole process. I was fortunate to take some very good science classes. Wasn't my major, let's say, PIN. And Donna didn't take the same classes. And sometimes we get into conversations and she learns about the things that I picked up, and I learned about chemistry. I did not take any chemistry at all. And, you know, I shorted myself, I suppose. But I didn't think I was capable. Chemistry, it sort of looked a little bit like mathematics. This derives from that, and you know, and the symbols of everything is sort of like a math problem. I don't know, that's absolutely wrong, but that's how it struck me. But anyway, you chuckle at some of the conversations if you could hear them, when Donna's talking about chemistry and I'm talking about some other things that she's not so familiar with. But that's how we entertain ourselves. KK4JBQ.
Hey, you know, I don't see anything wrong whatsoever with that. If we can't talk to our spouses about different subjects, we'd probably be sitting around saying nothing to each other quite a bit. But that's another good way for us to learn and stuff that we don't know that they do, and you pick up a lot of information just talking to each other and enjoying each other's company. And if you can't talk, if you don't have a line of communication, I don't know how you could enjoy somebody's company.
You hit it right on the head. I'm sure that is absolutely true. Although I grew up, I didn't. There wasn't a lot of. Well, let's put it this way. The adults didn't talk to one another as like that. My dad didn't have a lot to say that my mom wanted to hear. He was all about, you know, guy stuff, cars and putting in a crop and cultivation and harvest and stuff like that. And Mom had other concerns, you know. I didn't hear, they didn't fill the air with conversation, let's put it that way. I'm sure they had conversations that they wouldn't have in front of kids, but suffice it to say that what I heard was